Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kids with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in
For Singing Out Loud. Now sit back, Mrs. Clitheroe, and give me your arm and let Dr. Jim take your pulse. My fee's only 5 shillings.
Oh, Jimmy, behave yourself, will you?
Now, where is your pulse? I know it's somewhere near your hand. Oh, I can feel it now. Mrs. Clitheroe, your pulse. It's racing away like mad. Oh, no, no, no. Sorry, sorry. I've got my fingers on your wristwatch.
Will you leave Mother alone? She wants to have a rest.
All right, miss. I'll deal with you then. Good heavens, we can't have you walking about with your face like that, can we? We must bandage it up before it makes somebody else ill.
Look, stop being funny and stop annoying Mother. You know what the doctor said. She's got over the flu, but she's still a bit weak. So she must rest whenever she feels like it. Now, will you shut up?
Right. I won't say another word, except... Is it near tea time yet, Mum?
It'll be tea time in half an hour when I've had a rest.
Do re mi fa sol la ti do.
No. I've forgotten Baldoonigan in the front room.
Shall I ask him to stop, Mother?
No, 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 love. I don't know where this concert is that he's singing at, but I do know it's an important one for him. That's why I've got Mr. Brocklebank here, courting him.
Who is Mr. Brocklebank here? I wanted a word with him. Excuse me.
No, 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 don't you go getting up to your usual mischief. Try not to start a row for once.
Mom, you're mixing me up with somebody else.
Maxwell Tenzray, Bonnie, there that I...
No, 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 it is not due. It's due.
Now, we don't want any trouble with you, my lad.
Jane, do mind. We're trying to rehearse some songs.
Rehearse them? You mean murder them, don't you? Since you two started making your noise, 3 houses in the street have gone up for sale. 2 cats have left home, and they've opened all the twin bridges on the ship canal.
I'm warning you, my lad.
Jane, look, Mr. Sinclair, let me hear the second part of Annie Laurie again. You know, give me a promise true that ne'er forgot shall be.
Right. Give me a promise true that ne'er forgot shall be. And for Bonnie Annie Laurie, I would lay me down.
Well,
I'm warning you, my lad. You're asking for it.
Well, it's only 5 bob. You won't get it.
You get my hand around your ear hole in a minute.
James, the afternoon has been difficult enough as it is. There is no need to make it worse by asking your grandfather to give you 5 shillings.
Why do you want to give it to me? I mean, it's all...
Get her!
Father, father, what's going on?
We can't cause him trouble with his jokes. And find his friend's 5 bob something to do with a lamp on his bike.
Grandad, your mum's trying to get some rest.
You'll be getting a rest, my lad, in the general hospital. You've already had the 5 bob for that lamp 3 weeks ago.
Oh, heck, I forgot.
If you didn't buy the lamp, where did the money go?
Cost of living, Mum. My swallies up a penny, hot dogs up tuppence, even toppy apples are up as well. Everything's up, whether you suck it, blow it, or lick it.
All right. Father, he gets no money from you or you, Humphrey. Now, if you'll both excuse me, I'll try once again to get the rest.
Right, Pat. We've washed the tea things up, and I'm away round to Brocklebank's. She's asleep, Susan.
In this house, I'd have more chance of 40 winks on Crewe Station. What are you going to do at Humphrey Brocklebank's? What are you going there for?
To practice my other songs for the concert, where I won't disturb you. It was Brocklebank who suggested singing at his place. As he said...
Why shouldn't my neighbours suffer as well?
Shut up, you. Shut up yourself.
Shut up the pair of you.
Oh, dear.
Look, come out of this room, both of you. Cheerio, Pat. See you later. Just put your feet up and rest.
Cheerio, yes. Cheerio, Father.
Now, if I hear of you disturbing your mother again, I'll give you such a spanking.
Oh, good. I don't think I've ever seen our Susan spanked before.
Oh, I'm going upstairs to get changed.
Right. I'm off. And don't you dare make a...
Oh! Oh, sorry, Mr. Sinclair. I didn't see you fall.
No, but you'll see my fist in a minute. Get off me.
Grandad, me mum's trying to rest.
Oh, I'm going. Take that ninny in the front room.
Right, Grandad. Come on, ninny. After you.
You're not, ninny. What's me going in the front room for?
Because I want to tell you a story. That's better. Now, listen, Alfie. There isn't much time before our Susan comes downstairs, and I want to tell you about this lad. Smart lad he is, clever, but modest with it.
Oh, like you.
Yes, and because he's so clever, he's captain of a lad's gang.
Like you.
Yes. Now, this gang sometimes go out after dark on the bikes, but this captain can't go, because he's got no rear lamp, and at the moment he's broke.
Like you.
Now, the other lads say he won't go out after dark because he's kicking and they're going to sling him out of the black gang. And all the time it's just because he hasn't got the 5 bob for the lamp. But he has got 2 bob towards it.
Oh, he's found another mug, hasn't he?
Yes, like you.
Right, pull me more. Now, I'll tell you a story. Last night when I left here, I was walking home in the dark and a lad shot past me on the bike.
Like me?
Yes. There was a policeman passing and he shouted, "Hey, you, son, you've no real life on that bike. What's your name?" And the lad shouted, "I see Higginbottom," but it sounded just like you.
I know. Ozzy does marvellous impressions.
It was you, wasn't it?
Yes, Alfie. So now you can see why I need to buy a lamp. Like I said, I've got 2 bob towards it. So if you could just lend me the 3, I'll let you have it back at Christmas.
Christmas?
Yeah, I won't eat my share of the turkey. I'll sell it to Ozzy. He'll buy anything.
Alfie, don't you dare lend him any money, the little pest.
How do you know I was after money, Scraggy Neck?
I heard you outside the door.
Oh, well, really, Susan Clitheroe, listening at Kills at your age.
Don't you be funny with me or I'll smack your face.
Well, I wouldn't smack your face. If I did, it'd take me half an hour to wash all the makeup off me hands.
Jimmy Clitheroe, you're going too far now.
The farther he goes, the better. Then with a bit of luck, I might get some rest.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Clitheroe, but he started it trying to borrow money off me to get lit up. Money's with you. With the bike. The lamp. But Susan heard him behind the keel, so I've not got to lend him. You see, I came round here to tell you, Susan, that I couldn't come round here.
Yes. Jimmy, either clear out of this house for an hour or go to bed.
I'm just going to enroll for night school tonight.
Mother, he's nothing but a troublemaking menace.
Well, he can't be that bad if he wants to go to night school.
Who is he? I might be in the same class. You're not tonight. I'm only enrolling. Technical class is one night away.
Well, will you take our Jimmy with you and get him in a class learning Spanish? In Spain. I'm going to get some rest if it kills me. Do you hear?
Here you are, Mother. A cup of tea.
Thanks, Susan. Oh, this is just what I need. A cup of tea and a rest.
Well, there's only me in the house and I won't disturb you. I've got some sewing to do.
Oh, good. Well, here we go. 5 minutes, peace and quiet.
Get in there while you still want peace. Go on, get in.
Let go of me, Lovell, or I'll report you to the RSPCA.
Short 5 minutes, wasn't it? Miss Higginbottom, let go of him, will you, and control yourself.
Sorry, missus, but sometimes this son of yours is enough to drive you to drink.
What? Your Aussie told me you don't need driving. He said when they're open, you run all the way.
He doesn't care how much danger he's in, does he?
Oh, no, he's no coward, your Aussie.
Don't you be cheeky or I'll spank you. Would you like a cup of tea, Mr. Higginbottom?
No, not with the lad here, missus. Knowing him, I'd have to stir it with my finger to stop him charging me for the use of a spoon.
Hey, that's a thought.
Sure, Tom. No, I'll just leave this lot and take the two bob and be on my way.
Oh, what's that you've got, Mr. Higginbottom?
Something your little brat brother sold my Aussie for 2 shillings. A highwayman's outfit for robbing people with, and he should know.
Oh, so that's where you got the 2 shillings from.
Look at it. Look at it. A battered old pea shooter and a woman's silk stocking to put over his head.
Let me look at that stocking. I thought so. There's one missing from my dressing table drawer, and this is it.
Well, I didn't think you'd mind. I mean, you always wear tights now.
That is not the point. You've no right to go taking things out of Susan's drawer and selling them. Highwayman's outfit, indeed, a stocking and a pea shooter.
Well, oh, that's not all of it, ma'am. There's the instruction I wrote as well.
Oh, aye. The instructions. A right work of art they are. Listen, a good highwayman will always be in demand, so set yourself up as a business. A good title for this is Rent a Robber.
A touch of genius there, eh, ma'am?
Shut up. What else does it say, Miss Higginbottom?
To be a successful highwayman, first find a highway. When robbing people, here's what you say. One, stand on your liver. Two, your money or your wife.
I put that in case your Aussie ever holds you up, Mr. Higginbottom. I know which one you'd sooner part with.
You see, missus, he's not only a swindler, but he's rude with it and all.
Well, I've never heard such nonsense in all my life. Your Aussie must be crazy to pay 2 bob for a... Well, I mean...
Go on, ma'am. You were saying about crazy Aussie.
Clitheroe, before you say any more, make sure the hospital knows your blood group, will you?
All right, Miss Higginbottom. Jimmy, just give him the 2 shillings you got off Aussie.
But, ma'am, if I give him the 2 bob, I'll be skint.
You'll be skint if you don't. I'll flay you alive.
Oh, all right, here. Here you are, Mr. Higginbottom.
Thank you. And the next time you have a bright idea to plot to my Aussie, come and see me first, will you?
I will. I'll even try my next idea out on you. It's a death ray space gun.
A bit, if you don't mind, missus. Sorry I interrupted your baking.
That's all right. Father should be back from Mr. Brocklebank's fairly soon now.
Right, yeah. Clitheroe, your mother tells me your granddad's singing at a concert on Saturday. Is it one of them hippie-pop concerts on the Isle of Wight?
Yes, he's got a pensioners group together. He got the idea from the tremolos.
Well, what do they call?
The wobbly knees. They're all bald except me granddad. The oldest skinhead group in the business.
Where do you get all your stupid ideas from?
I listen to your Aussie and make notes.
You're dicing with death again, aren't you?
Yeah, the front door. Dad, that's answer because Mrs. Clitheroe's busy. Yeah, blah, 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 me a minute.
Right, Alfie. Me granddad hasn't told me where he's singing, Mr. Higginbottom. Do you know?
No, but I know the last one he sang at was a prison concert. He was part of the punishment.
How do you know? Were you in the audience?
Clitheroe, I wonder if you take the same size collars as my Aussie. Just put your neck in my hands while I find out.
There's a policeman. I'm afraid I didn't quite catch your name, sir.
Merryweather.
Pardon?
Merryweather.
Yes, it is quite nice for the time of year.
That's his name, Nutcase.
Oh, hello, Mr. Nutcase. Oh, I mean, Mr. You'll have a rank, but I don't know what you are.
I think I know what you are, sir. Look, my name is Inspector Merriweather, County Police.
Oh, heck, I'm sorry, Inspector, but it wasn't my fault. I mean, they wouldn't give me the five bob, and it wasn't very dark, and I won't do it again, honest.
What are you talking about, sir?
About riding me. Don't you know?
No idea.
You know, Jimmy, Inspector Affyman, they haven't come to arrest you.
More's the pity. Mind, the police never pinch the right people.
No, you've never been in jail, have you, Mr. Higginbottom?
Inspector, how long would I get for smashing that window with his head?
Jimmy, don't start trouble. I told you the inspector hasn't come for you. They'll be looking for Ozzy costume.
Ozzy? Are you talking about my Ozzy?
No, a bloke, a man, Alfie. Works with him, don't you, Alfie?
Oh.
Ozzy, the man, you know.
Oh, yes, I get it. Yes, he's a fella I know. It was him, riding Jimmy's bike with no lights.
Did I stand on your knee, foot?
Now, look, I don't know what this is all about, and I don't care. It's your grandfather, Mr. Sinclair, I've called for, about the singing.
You what? Oh, well, he's done nothing wrong. Oh, well, I mean, it wasn't much. He was just coming home on Saturday night. He wasn't drunk. He was just singing because he was happy. Anyway, Mr. Higginbottom was singing louder than me granddad, and he was the one who started dancing with the policeman.
I'll swing for you, I will.
What on earth all the shouting about? Oh, hello, Inspector. Mr. Merriweather, isn't it?
That's right, Mrs. Clitheroe. I've called to see your father.
Oh, he's out, I'm afraid. But if you'd like to wait...
Hey, you'd be wasting your time. He's emigrated to Scotland, or Canada.
Jimmy, shut up. Father should be back shortly, Inspector. He's only gone to the tobacconist.
Oh, ma'am, you're a stool pigeon. He's come to pinch me grandad for singing, and you've helped him.
Pinch him? Well, his voice may not be marvellous, but it's not that bad.
Oh, sonny, your granddad is singing for us at a police concert we're putting on.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Well, I'm afraid I can't stay now, Mrs. Clitheroe, but I'll call back later.
All right.
You see, one of the turns can't appear, Paddy O'Reilly. He's a comedian. So your father has been trying to get a replacement for us. I just wanted to know whether he'd been successful yet.
Oh, well, I'll tell him, Inspector. You can call back any time before 8 o'clock. He won't be going out again before then.
That cake is really delicious, Pat.
Well, positively, Mum, Mary.
Don't talk with your mouth full.
None of your own business.
Jimmy, do as you're told.
I'm sorry, Mum, but she's always picking on me.
No wonder. You haven't got the manners of a pig.
No, but you have.
Luke. Can we have a bit of peace and quiet at the table? Want to finish the tea before the inspector gets here.
You mean in case he wants some?
Oh, aren't you the funny one with your jokes?
Aren't you the funny one with your face?
Please, will you stop this bickering? Father, did you manage to get somebody for the concert?
No, I've had no luck yet. Mind, Paddy isn't easy to replace, you know. He's very good.
What does this Paddy O'Reilly do, Grandad?
He comes on with shamrock in his turban and sings, "Have you heard the fill the fluting from the town of Hyderabad?"
That'll do, Jimmy. You're not far off, actually. He doesn't only do Ari jokes, he does different characters and accents. And he's very good at impersonations as well.
Oh, that'll be the inspector. Please let him in, Susan, will you?
Hide that cake, ma'am. Give him the scones. Susan made. Nobody wants them.
I'll see if you'll take my brother, because nobody wants you either.
Honestly, Jimmy, you are cheeky.
I'm sorry, Grandad. It was only a joke.
Everything's a joke with you. Couldn't you get him onto the concert, Father?
Well, I can't see them paying £5 to hear him insulting his sister.
Well, you wouldn't catch me going, £5? Did you mean to pay you?
Of course. It's not a charity show. They don't pay everybody £5, but that's what Paddy was getting.
Come in, Inspector.
Thank you, dear. Oh, am I disturbing your tea?
Not at all. Would you like a cup?
No, thank you, Mrs. Clitheroe.
I think you did, Inspector. I'm afraid I've not been able to get anyone for the concert.
Oh, that's a pity. I mean, people like a good laugh. Oh, and those characters Paddy does, eh?
Oh, well, you needn't be looking no further than the end of your face. On the front of your nose, be Gora, be Dad, be Mummy, be Grandad.
You what?
Sure, and let me me after introducing myself. Jimmy O'Clitheroe, the laughing leprechaun.
Jimmy, the inspector doesn't want to hear your nonsense.
Sure, and isn't the poor man looking for a comedian for the police? And aren't I all there with me shillelagh? You see, Inspector, it's like this here, you see. I had 12 brothers and sisters. Not 12 of each, 12 between them. Like, there were 12 brothers, but 5 of them were sisters. There was Mary, that's one. There was Bridget, that was 2. There was the twins, Molly and Teresa, that was 3. And Kathleen, that was 4. There was 5 of them, and I know that. Because the youngest was Mary, that's 1. There was the twins, that's 2. There was Kathleen, that's 3. Bridget, that's 4. Yeah, there was 5 because a different one used to take me out in my pram every day of the week. Just hang on a minute, I'll start again. There was Mary, that's 1. Bridget, that's 2. The twins, that's 3. Kathleen, that's 4. Oh, the giver with it. One of them must have been a boy.
Jimmy, will you leave us alone, please?
You what?
Oh, go on. No. Find something to do in the lounge.
Oh, all right, but Irish isn't the only thing I can do. I can do all kinds of voices, you know.
Wait a minute, Inspector. Suppose we ended the first half of the concert with some community singing.
Yeah, well, we could, and then you would go on at the end of the whole program.
That's right. And the compere could tell a few jokes before I came on.
Yes, I still wish we could find somebody else.
Me beauty. Far Long John Silver's my name. And do we know why they call me Long John? Because I always wears me Long John's. back there me heart is. Shiver me timbers. And come in number 5, your time's up.
Oh, no, not Long John Silver again.
That I be, Miss Purity. And I be all there with me ship's biscuits.
Go away, will you go away?
I haven't finished yet.
You'll be finished for good if you don't clear off.
I don't know whether you think this sounds silly, but... couldn't you get the policeman to do something? You know, something to do with the different parts of the country they come from.
Yes, that's not silly at all. It's a good idea. I mean, we've got Irish, Welsh, Scottish policemen. Yeah, we've even got one sergeant who originally came from us.
Evening, sport. Bear Dinkum and play me didgeridoo. How are you, Inspector Boy? I am Evans the Law, look you from West Wales. Hato! Hato! Me, Constable Wong Ling Tu. Honorable Chinese policeman. Softly, softly. Quickly, quickly. Catchy, catchy. Clooky, clooky. And this is the voice himself, Jimmy Clitheroe.
Jimmy, the inspector is not interested in your stupid party trick.
No, do something different. Hold your breath for half an hour. We'd all like to see that.
Well, I think we've pretty well sorted it out now, Mr. Sinclair.
Oh, well, it shouldn't be too bad at all. I mean, it's not a command performance, is it?
What did I say when my brother and me were sat sitting in the pickle factory? I said, be soon, didn't I? Be soon, I said, be soon.
Jimmy, we don't want to hear any more.
All right. Well, what about it, Inspector? Do you want me?
No. This time, I think we'll let you off with a caution.
That's good, Jimmy. Oh, dear. That's very good.
Oh, it's nothing, Alfie. Wait till you see me doing all my voices on the police concert.
And I, in it, then?
Well, it isn't definite yet, but after what I did, I can't see who else the inspector could get. I mean, Mike Yaw would be all right, but he's worth more than £5. Maybe as much as £7.10.
I'm sorry I kept you waiting, Alfie.
Morecambe and Wise are in London, so they couldn't do it.
Ah, that's not out of Susan. It doesn't matter, Jimmy. Bobby, I mean, Susan doesn't matter. No, not you don't matter. Keeping me waiting doesn't.
Jimmy's funny, isn't he?
Very peculiar.
Have you seen Susan's impersonations, Alfie?
No, where are they?
She walks like a duck, sings like a crow, and looks like a vulture. Every morning when she gets up.
I'll smack your cheeky face in a minute.
Well, you started it just because you're jealous. Alfie likes me turn, don't you?
But yes, I think it's very good. My name must be good to be going on the police concert.
Him going on the concert? You must be crackers.
That's nice, isn't it? Calling Alfie crackers. Just because he goes out with you.
Yes, Susan. And I don't care if you do think I'm crackers. I like you. Yeah, no, I don't. I mean, I'm not crackers because I like you. I'm crackers because I don't. Like Jimmy. I mean, it's turn. That's why I'm crackers. No, I'm not.
I tell you, you've got in here, Father.
Well, I couldn't see it.
What's that on the sideboard?
Oh, I'm sorry, my dear. I must be getting old.
Oh, hello, Alfie.
Hello, Miss Clever. Hello, Mr. Sinclair. Jimmy's been doing his turn for me that he's doing on the police concert.
What? Alfie, you must be crackers.
No, I'm not, Mr. Sinclair. Even if I do like Susan. Go out with Jimmy. You don't like Susan's turned walking like a duck. Jimmy, I mean.
Never mind, Alfie. Look, Jimmy is not going on any concert.
I might be. The inspector didn't say I wasn't.
Well, he certainly didn't say you were.
I wouldn't let you go on. I'm not having you making a fool of yourself.
Well, you're letting me granddad make a fool of himself. Go on, I mean.
I think you've said enough, my lad.
Let's see who's at the door, Susan, please.
Oh, right, Mother. Perhaps it's a man from the BBC to sign Jimmy up for television.
He might be a man from Bellevue to sign you up for the zoo.
Honestly, you two are like cat and dog to each other.
Yeah, I'm a boxer and she's an old muggy.
Jimmy, will you please behave for 5 minutes?
It's always me. You never tell her off.
That will do.
Go in, please, Sergeant.
Thank you, miss.
Hello. The inspector's changed his mind, has he, and sent you. Well, don't be worrying yourself now, Sergeant, my man. Don't get your braces in a tangle. Now, see now, boyo, you can tell the Merryweather man I will be late willing, see. Hasho, me very, very happy to go on. One set for Merryweather for £5 on 2 bowls of light.
What's he on about? Look, are you Jimmy Thitherow?
That's me. And if £5 is too much, you can pay me 3.
I don't know what you're talking about, but this is liable to be £10, and you'll be paying it to the magistrate.
You what? Me paid to go on a concert?
I'm not here about any concert. I've come to see you about riding your bike without a rear light.
Boy.
What does he mean, Jimmy?
He means if you want to see my turn, you'll have to come to Dartmoor.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom and the sergeant, and Colin Edwin as Humphrey Brocklebank and the inspector. The recorded programme, the last in the present series, was written by James Casey and Frank Rothko, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
The sergeant didn't put me in a cell. He just warned me. In fact, I thought I'd got off light until he left. Then I felt me granddad's heavy hand. It's the last time I'll ride without lights. Oh, that reminds me. It's the last time I'll be talking to you for a while. For this year, anyway. So until the next time you switch on for some of our daft stories, I'll say goodbye and wish you a Merry Christmas. I know it's a bit early, but I wanted to be the first to say it. They're all...